This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Thursday morning, all. We are the Junks. We're coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980 AM Monumental Sports Network on your TVs. Thank you for listening and or watching. We do appreciate that. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Just go to CropMetcalf.com if you need info on how to become one of their five-star technicians. Got a four-man Junk show today. I'm Cakes, at Money Metal Cakes on your Twitter, at CakesFlops on the Instagram. Jason Bishop is here with all of his paper brackets.
What's up? How are you?
He's ready to go. Good morning. Hope all is well. John Paul Flame is also here.
What's up, Cakesy?
Hello to you. Eric Bickle, too, untangling his mouse wire.
How are you, buddy?
Hello.
JP sent me Dylan's picks for Vin's pool. I don't know, Lurch, if you want to do one of your own, just let me know.
Oh, yeah.
Up to you. I mean, there's no pressure. It's just if you want to.
Yeah, I know. I got so much. I'm in three survivor pools now.
Is your head spinning?
My head's spinning, but I do have to get into that.
Yeah.
Well, it all tips off today at 12:15 with an 8-9 matchup. Louisville-Creighton. That gets it all started. Then you have High Point, Purdue, Montana, Wisconsin, and SIU Edwardsville. I didn't know that was a thing. They take on the number one seed, Houston. That tips at 2 p.m.
Yeah, I still got to fill out a bracket or two this morning. Just procrastinated. Valdez would disrespect it, but P.J. Glasser, who works for BetMGM, sent me one. I said, okay, I'll do it. It's just $10.
Right.
And then I said, you got to send me the email. Sent me the email, and I just let it sit there. By the way, also in my email, I deleted 40 this morning, was an ad for a place I've never considered going. Okay. It was from Sandals Resort.
All right.
Cakes is a Sandals guy.
I mean, I went to Sandals once. That was like literally...
I thought you went more than once.
I think I might have gone to Sandals in Jamaica. I'm not sure.
Went on my honeymoon like it's almost 30 years ago.
I think we went to Sandals in Jamaica with the family, and it wasn't bad. But it was a place I've never considered going, and maybe it's nice. It says... Grenada invites you to its heavenly paradise.
Grenada.
Your adventure is just a click away.
I know it's a I'm pretty sure it's a tiny island, and there was definitely a skirmish involved. In
that's all I know is our invasion.
And I don't remember why.
Is it Grenada or Granada?
I always thought it was Grenada, but I'm sure I'll get corrected on that. I don't know. I can't tell you anything about that.
I thought it was Grenada, too.
Any background about the...
you're definitely not going to Grenada or Granada. About it. You're not going to either of them.
It's probably beautiful. I don't know.
We invaded Grenada.
The Spice Island, I believe.
In 1983.
Yeah. Any reason why? We just felt like
I think
it.
They produce a lot of nutmeg there.
They do?
Yeah, it's okay. Nutmeg is where.
Nutmeg is their big export?
Yeah.
Okay.
It says it was triggered by strife within the People's Revolutionary Government, which led to the house arrest and execution of the previous leader and second prime minister of Grenada.
That doesn't sound great.
That ain't great.
Yeah, when they execute the leader, it's generally a bad scene. That's my take on the geopolitical world of the early to mid-80s.
They're trying to change the reputation, Case.
They're trying to make it tourist-friendly.
A vacation.
Come and visit our beautiful island.
But I haven't figured out what we're going to do this summer. Maybe we'll go to Grenada.
I'm going to doubt that.
I dare you.
I'm going to guess you're not.
It looks really nice, the resort.
I dare you.
Well, I know Valdez
is those resorts... You wouldn't know if you were in the Dominican or you were in Turks and Caicos or you were in Grenada or Aruba.
And I think the most important advice is you just stay on the resort. I know Drab ventured off the resort when he went with his newlywed wife a few years ago. Mm-hmm. Probably regretted it.
Depends on where you are.
I went off the resort in Jamaica, and of course they just drop you off in a place where the locals, all they want to do is aggressively sell you whatever they've made.
Pickpocket you.
Their grass baskets or whatever they're selling, they're gonna hit you hard.
Mm-hmm.
Stay on the resort.
We did that in Mexico where all of a sudden I'm buying some weird blanket and like a chess set that some dude made.
Yeah, I mean, did you want to buy it? No. Were you borderline, almost forced to buy it?
I was just in
it?
A market.
Yes.
And then I think my wife kind of did want to buy some stuff. Okay. I don't know. It was wild.
Ask Drab about walking around in, was it Morocco when you went to Spain? Didn't you take a boat trip to Morocco?
Took a ferry to Morocco. Yeah, that was interesting.
Yeah, that was fun, right?
One of the most strange days of my life, for sure.
Right.
JP, I know you're not allowed to take your kids to Sandal Resorts. If that's
okay. Is that adults only?
Yeah. It's not that kind of party either.
Right.
I could see where your mind
is. Right.
No, I just didn't know.
It's not for, like, hedonism. It's just like,
for honeymooners,
basically.
Yeah,
it's just like they don't want a million kids running around. Right. They don't want it to turn into the Great Wolf Lodge is basically what it is. They just want you to have a chill time.
And I guess I've never been to Sandals. I can't remember the name of the place we stayed in Jamaica.
Yeah.
Well, somehow I'm getting Sandals emails every day.
Yeah, you're on the list.
Yeah. Well, I'll get them
you
now.
You must have been thinking about Sandals or talking about Sandals.
No, I get emails almost every day from a couple of vacation spots. But I also get, a million emails about crypto coins and Elon Musk and all kinds of stuff that I just hit delete, delete, delete.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
I quit unsubscribing. Now I'm back to just deleting. I go back and forth.
It's a constant battle.
Unsubscribing wasn't really working.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jason,
a couple people have recommended apps. I just haven't added it to my mix.
Mm-hmm. Are you down that AU wasn't able to pull it off?
It was tough just because when Rodgers got hurt, they were pretty much cooked because he's their best player and he's their best big. And Mount had a couple big dudes that were just scoring at will once Rodgers went down.
Yeah, it was sad to see him just limp out with the crutches after halftime. Yeah. His mom's in the stands.
Yeah, she's crying.
It was just an awful scene.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible. I mean, you feel like that's his hoops pinnacle. Is getting into the NCAA tournament, trying to get a win for his team, and then you're sidelined by an injury, and you have to sit there on a folding chair for the whole second half.
And he hurt the knee initially and didn't look good, but then he came back on the court and he was fine, and then he re-injured it, and that's when you really knew it was bad. I mean, he's grabbing Simpkins' hands on the court. It was tough to watch. But
one of our listeners was quite upset that
Mount
we seemed
better.
To favor AU in our coverage, and I said, well, look, Jason went to DeMatha, Eric went to DeMatha, Simpkins is DeMatha guy.
I've known Simp for years.
He was on the show like a couple days ago.
Heath said, disappointed you guys completely disregarded a local team, Mount St. Mary's, this morning with your one-sided comments, opinions, and interview of American University coach Simpkins. You completely disregarded a huge number of listeners in the area.
Huge number.
American University must have given you more swag.
A huge number of Mount listeners.
I would take
and
free Mount
I would also
stuff.
Argue against him saying AU is more local to us than the Mount. We're broadcasting in D.C. American University is in D.C.
I can't worry about people.
I understand
like
that the Mount is in Maryland.
We got no connections to Mount.
It's tucked out in the mountains, like an hour away.
And by the way, I mentioned Donnie Lind a bunch of times. The fact that it was his first year and unbelievable job to get to the tournament. We talked about him
anyway. His assessment,
just because we didn't have him on the show. Sorry, buddy.
His assessment sometimes may be true. He said, I think you talked over me. He said, American University must have given you more swag, as you like to brag about all the free stuff you get.
I don't see any American University swag over on this side of the table.
I don't have any American
stuff. I don't think they're overflowing with just free swag at AU.
I've got Howard stuff.
Right.
But I don't have any AU stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I thought of you, Jason, as I was watching it. I guess I was certainly rooting for Dwayne and those guys too.
Yeah, I mean, it was a great year. Great year for those guys. Especially since most of those guys have been with AU for 4 or 5 years. And then, you know, Sim's been there 2 years. And he was able to keep them.
Now they have the reward of playing Duke, right?
Duke's backyard.
In Raleigh, yeah.
Playing Raleigh.
Right.
So I'm guessing that's not going to go that well for the Mount.
No, that's fine.
Best of luck to them.
Yeah, they don't care. They just are happy to be there.
I haven't seen the number, but I'm guessing Duke is laying like 28 to 30 points in that game.
That's a lot. It'll be that much.
I can tell you right now.
I mean, wow. It's going to be a lot. Now it's going to maybe there's not even a number because of Cooper Flagg. We don't know whether he's playing or not. But
32.5.
32.5.
Good job.
The big one.
They just won the ACC tournament without Cooper Flagg.
Right. They'll be fine. They're going to be okay.
They'll be fine.
But starts today, man. It's one of the best days of the sports calendar.
And Xavier won last night.
Xavier won. Texas, I only watched a little bit of the first half, but Texas was shooting the hell out of the ball in the first half and had they probably had an 8 or 10 point lead at half. I think they scored almost 50 in the first half, but it was completely opposite in the second. And Xavier comes back. It was basically a home game for Xavier. I mean, they were playing in
Dayton. That's
Dayton
true.
And Cincy are like an hour away. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, big win for Xavier. Sean Miller, guy can coach.
Still around. Wow.
That guy's been all over the place, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, now he's in his heyday. He's in his era now with the NIL, right?
Oh, yeah.
He's another one.
This is his Super Bowl.
This is another one, like Will Wade and all these guys.
Yeah.
Patino.
Mm-hmm.
Patino could coach in any era, but still. He always had weird allegations.
Sean Miller is my most random celebrity run-in of all time.
Really?
In a vacation spot or something?
It was in Sherlington. Just
okay.
Off 395 in a 7-Eleven.
So was he here recruiting or something?
He was here. It was like in July or something.
Must have been.
July of this past year?
No. This was when he was at Arizona.
Oh, okay.
And he was getting a Slurpee.
Well,
I always get running into slabs at the Slurpee machine.
Who doesn't want a blue raspberry Slurpee on a hot July day? I mean,
did you?
So good.
And he was wearing an Arizona polo, and right. I had to do like a double take.
Right.
Did you do your ASU pride thing? Did you attack him or mock him? Or?
I felt like a P word afterwards.
Yeah.
I should have said go Devils.
Right.
You should have told him, you hate Arizona.
Hey, did you see the bachelorette party that they were like at some resort and Dak walked by? So it must have been like a nice resort.
Okay.
And they did an Eagles chant as he walked by.
Oh, just trolling.
How did he handle it?
They did that as he walked by.
Did he start laughing? Was he good natured about it?
He seemed fine. Yeah. Fans are stupid.
You think he cares? He's making $40 million a year. You think he cares?
You think Sean Miller?
I guess he would laugh.
Or is an Eagle chant?
You think Sean Miller would have cared if Drab went up?
Forkum, boo!
I didn't even know that's a thing. Forkum. I'm sorry, I just didn't know.
That's relatively last 10, 15 years.
So the fans just scream Forkum.
No, maybe it's not. I just never got that into it. I think it's kind of lame.
It's never been a big thing for you.
I'm a big give them hell Devils.
Oh, okay. That's a good one, too. Yeah. Didn't even know that was a thing.
Right.
All right, so it's a big day. Today is the first day of the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, I was going to ask you what your plans were for the games today.
I know Valdez has big plans. He's heading over to MGM National Harbor. Because I know that Beamich and Finley... And I believe Grant and Danny broadcasting live from TAP. You can correct me if I'm wrong. Sport,
big party.
So there's a lot going on there if you want to catch some of the games.
Big hullabaloo.
At MGM National Harbor. We'll talk about them throughout the day today. And you're welcome to call us throughout the show, 800-636-1067. It is an open line Thursday here.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're on the Fan. So the Terps take on Grand Canyon University tomorrow out in Seattle. They have to wait till Friday for March Madness to start.
It's good. It's not a late game. I think it's a 4:30 game.
Yeah.
Something like that.
But there's a lot going on behind the scenes.
A lot of
cloak and dagger, a lot of subterfuge about Kevin Willard's future in College Park.
Oh, no.
So about 4 or 5 days ago, rumors started floating around that Villanova had offered him a lucrative deal and a lot of NIL money to go pursue players.
Yep.
And then a few days after that, news broke about, well, there's an extension looming for Kevin Willard to sign here in College Park. It's going to make him very highly paid, but there's no pen to paper yet at this point.
Right.
In Maryland. So is Kevin Willard flirting with Villanova? It sounds like he's been offered the job.
No,
and they're waiting to hear back.
This is what I heard.
Oh, you have other inside scoop.
Yeah, he's agreed to the deal is what I heard to Maryland's extension.
Okay.
Just hasn't been announced yet. He's not very happy with the resources that the Terps AD is giving the basketball team as opposed to the football team.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the money that they're giving is going to, the majority of it's going to football team. He wants more resources.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's understandable.
So maybe in this new deal, they've negotiated that and they're going to get more.
Mm-hmm.
Now, each school is going to be able to pay a lot of money to their athletes, 21 or 22 million. And you just have to decide what percentage of that's going to football versus basketball versus baseball, lacrosse, whatever. But I had heard that it was very close. And he was definitely, I know Jay Wright was really pulling for Kevin Willard, but I just think it just hasn't been announced yet that he has redone the deal. It just hasn't been released.
I've been sleeping on that. I didn't know that whole thing. And that would actually just be disappointing as a Maryland guy, because you don't think of Maryland as like a stepping stone school. Mm-hmm. That would just be kind of just insulting.
It makes me kind of sad inside.
Yeah. It makes it like this should be your destination.
But you know? I guess nowadays, having these premier jobs, it doesn't really, like the UCLA job or Kentucky job, Indiana job, like, it doesn't really matter, right? Because as long as you're getting paid
more,
and as long as the school is providing a war chest for you, it does. I mean,
it's almost more important.
That's almost more important than the history of the program at this point.
And I know
that's how much it's changed, man.
I know that Maryland's way behind on that. I think they're trying to catch up.
Yeah,
well, they have to. If they want to compete, they have to catch
up.
Well,
if I'm Willard and Villanova is giving me a huge pay raise, and they're making a promise to me that the basketball program is the epicenter of the entire school.
Yeah, it's gonna have a huge war chest.
And and that we're giving you a limited amount of money to go buy whatever player you want.
Yep.
I mean, it's hard to would take it.
Yeah.
And then Villanova, I mean, they have football, but it's not FBS football, so they've got a program, so maybe they put a little bit more resources to the basketball team.
It's a basketball school.
Just like Georgetown is, you know. I mean, so these teams have football programs, but they're not putting.
And traditionally,
the majority
Maryland
of their
has
resources.
Been a basketball school too, but it has to upset Willard if more of the resources are heading towards the football program.
Gary would be infuriated by it.
Has to make you upset.
The football program, you know, would make some marginal impact. The basketball program was carrying the school for decades.
Yeah. Well, also think about it. Like, if you're a school like Illinois, right, where you have basketball and you have football, but it's primarily a basketball school, but you're in the Big Ten and you're competing and you're probably getting a lot of money from the TV deal. Like, on paper, back then, Illinois is probably a better job than Marquette or Creighton currently. But right now, if you go coach at Marquette and Creighton, they probably provide you with more resources.
They could potentially.
I mean, because I could tell you when was I at the Music City Bowl or whatever the hell it is in Nashville? I think it was 2 years ago. right? And I was talking to one of the guys very involved with the NIL program at Maryland, and the numbers that they were talking about just 2 years ago were just embarrassing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The amount of money that the NIL basically had for football and basketball, I mean, you just couldn't even compete.
Nah.
This was just two years ago.
I think Maryland had their eyes have to have been opened within the last, since then, that like they realized, well, we can't keep spending at that low of a level and expect to compete. Well, so John Rothstein tweeted this a few days ago. Yeah. We've had him on the show many times. Sources: Maryland is working on a new contract for Kevin Willard that will make him one of the top 10 highest paid coaches in college basketball.
Wow.
Deal will include one of the highest revenue share budgets in the country, along with a new $50 million practice facility. And we know that that's already being built right outside of Xfinity. So they're taking steps. You know, it's an arms race.
So Xfinity is already outdated.
No, it's a practice facility,
but they have a practice facility inside. It's just
not. This is like a dedicated men's and women's.
I get it.
Separate from the.
But this will be legit. That's just like a little side court.
It's what they can show off to the recruits when they come in.
I understand. That's the whole thing. It's just the arms race is insane. I mean, my buddy was telling me his daughters went to Florida, and they're just knocking down beautiful 5-year-old stadiums for new ones.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what you have to do.
It's crazy.
Well, like, it's the reason that Maryland built the Jones Hill House onto Cole Fieldhouse.
That's what the TV money gives
you. They needed it. They couldn't bring recruits onto campus and show them the old workout facility that was behind Bird Stadium, then Bird Stadium, and say, well, this is good enough. Because it wasn't good enough.
They had to
improve.
They redid the athletic facility for the athletes and everything for their weight room, et cetera, and Marist, Stevie's freshman year. And in between, they worked out for a full season in a tent. Now, can you imagine that?
A yurt?
Can you imagine that?
Look, it often comes down to money. Most often it comes down to money.
Yeah.
But you know, my brother, his son, my nephew, plays lacrosse at Villanova. And when Villanova fired their head coach, he sent me a text about the names that were being rumored, Kevin Willard being one of them. And he's like, well, why would Maryland's coach want to come to Villanova? Money can be part of it. But I said,
sure.
I don't know. I didn't know. I said, I don't know where his wife's from. I don't know where his, you know, family, his in-laws are from.
Villanova's a bigger basketball school than Maryland right now. It's like Valdez said, it's basketball only. You don't have to worry about football.
But the other factors, too, is like your lifestyle. He's got kids. He lives in Potomac, I believe. You know, does he love that life? Would he be willing to leave that life? Like, sometimes chasing the money isn't always the best answer.
I agree with you, but you can find a fancy neighborhood anywhere. Yeah. I agree with you. I like it around here, and there are wife issues sometimes, but the money is so large now that you just find a fancy neighborhood. You can find a fancy neighborhood, believe it or not, in Detroit.
I had heard that Kevin Willard's wife, she doesn't love it here in the D.C. area.
Okay.
She wanted to move back to, I don't know, wherever she's from, Jersey.
Right.
But money talks, man.
Yeah, I mean,
if they're going to make you one of the highest paid,
yeah, if he walks
10 highest
says,
paid coaches in the
honey,
country.
They're going to pay me $9 million a year to go to a blank school. It's hard to turn that down.
Well, what the word always was that Turge's wife loved this area.
Mm-hmm. Right.
She loved it. And now he wanted to go back to the Midwest or wherever the hell he's from, and she loved it here.
Yeah, and especially he had kids that were junior high school when he was coaching at Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to uproot your kids at that age.
For sure.
I've heard Turge is big into pickleball lately.
Oh, is he?
Bill Birdie told me that.
He and Lonergan.
I guess. I don't know.
Lonergan is, oh my God.
Yeah, they're just maniacs.
I can't do another coach search. I can't do one. I'm over it. Can't do one.
Well, Villanova's doing it. Watch out for Ryan Odom's name.
Mm-hmm.
His name.
Yeah, that would make sense.
I mean, the word is that Will Wade, who's at McNeese now, he's going to take the NC State job.
Right.
And we're rooting for Will Wade and McNeese. McNeese, the AD at McNeese is Heath Schroyer, who used to play basketball at the Mather with Dwayne Simpkins.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
And he was also a head coach, and now he's in the athletic
department.
Wasn't
he like at Colorado State or something?
He was at Fresno and might have been at Colorado. I have to look back at
his resume.
His resume. But he's now the AD at McNeese. He brought in Will Wade a couple years ago. And they've been really good. He's made the tournament a couple
big,
times.
Big hire.
But now he's going to have to find somebody else because Will Wade's going to be gone.
I think this article is from Pete Thamel. The candidates for Villanova's job included Maryland's Kevin Willard, Ryan Odom, and Richard Pitino.
Mm-hmm.
What is? Where's that other Patino?
New Mexico.
Isn't he balling there? Like after he bombed out the tournament. Minnesota,
yeah, they're in the tournament. They're in the tournament. Now? Yeah.
Wow.
Sick bloods, coaching bloodlines.
It's wild. Must be nice to.
It's just such a different college basketball game. That's why Larrañaga stepped down, and
of course,
I am fascinated by these coaches who say as much as 75% of their time is not in coaching.
Right, and the fact that they're fundraising, not going to be recruiting high school players anymore, or that's much less of an emphasis going forward.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why would you recruit an 18-year-old when you can have a fully grown, like 22-year-old dude come in that you pay some money? That's going to muscle out the 18-year-old. Yeah. I mean, it just seems to make sense.
Yeah,
the new trend.
Heath Schroyer was at Fresno. He was at Wyoming.
Maybe that's on.
He was an assistant at UNLV. He was at UT Martin as a head coach, and then NC State, and then BYU. Man, just think about that. You go from Fresno Community College as an assistant. Coaching is just crazy.
It is crazy.
Then you go to BYU. Then you go to Wyoming. Then you go to Portland State. Then you go to Fresno. Then you go to Wyoming for your first major head job. Then you go to Vegas, UT Martin, NC State, BYU, finally McNeese.
Yeah, we had Ryan Odom on, 2 days ago? Yeah. And I was looking at his Wikipedia. You know how many times that dude has moved? Has moved since he's been in the coaching business?
Yeah, like, yeah.
I think he broke into the business in like 96 or 97, and obviously he's still active. I think he's made like 8 or 9 moves.
Yeah.
That's a freaking nightmare.
I mean, Heath Schroyer has moved in 25 years. He's probably moved 10 times.
Yeah. I mean, you're just a vagabond.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great money. I mean, there's a reason you're moving all over the place, but man, that's stressful.
It has to be. It's a lot. You have to be built for it.
Yeah.
Right? You have to be built for it. There's an old Georgetown assistant who's on Cornell's staff, and you'd recognize him if you saw him on the Cornell hoop staff.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just a lifer.
Yeah.
I was like, why does that guy look familiar? And I looked at him. He was like on a staff at Georgetown for a long time.
He's a lifer assistant coach.
Just a lifer.
Yeah.
And I think he was a head coach for a minute at a couple spots. Are you looking it up, Jason? You'd recognize him.
Is it Mike Brennan?
Yeah, I think so.
Brennan.
I think that's
I do recognize
that.
Yeah. I do recognize Mike Brennan.
But he's just a basketball lifer and, you know, one of 5 coaches or whatever on the staff. And they just
he was on AU staff too.
Yeah, he might have been
He was a head coach at AU.
Yeah, he was the head coach there.
I think he was the head coach last time they went to the tournament.
Yeah.
No, man, you just got to be wired.
You
got to
be built for it.
Yeah, you should. Especially if you have young kids. You know, if you have kids who are in elementary or middle school, and you're just moving them into different schools every 2-3 years.
And then just think about. Not only just like the NIL stuff, that was a whole separate aspect of it, but you still got to find the kids. Yeah. You got to still beat the streets, find the kids. I mean, I know that they're message boards and everybody kind of knows where the top ones are, but you got to go out there and get the families. I mean, the traveling's insane.
Well, that's what my staff is for.
The text messaging is insane.
Yeah, but nowadays I've heard some coaches say it's actually less stressful because it's just about the money.
Yeah.
So it's just an offer.
It could be true.
You don't need to have the money. You don't need to go to the gyms left and right.
You float them a Zoom offer
and recruit
them. See if it's good enough.
You just say, hey, this is what we're willing to give you.
Yeah. Yeah, somebody was telling, I think it was us, that, yeah, they're just signing guys just based on the number. Mm-hmm. They haven't even visited the school.
Hey, Valdez, be sure to cut up your plea to Kevin Willard that you just can't undergo another coaching search here at College Park. Send it out to Seattle. So
I'm sure he'll hear that when he's staring at a big bag of money.
Yeah. He's in the driver's spot. Yeah. He's in the perfect spot, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's called leverage. We're not very familiar with the term with our careers, but Kevin Willard has the hammer right now.
Kevin, if you're listening right now, if you stay, I will bick my head like you.
You'll shave it down.
I'll shave it down.
Man, that's nice.
In unison.
Oh, he's staying, so you're going to do it.
So you're going to do it?
Oh, no.
He's definitely staying.
I like that bravado.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Be careful what you agree to over there, Valdez.
Always ready to pull off a wacky bit for the sake of the show.
So we have an interview after the show with Nova Magazine.
Yeah.
And cakes. It's throwing me, man. You don't have a beanie on. You don't have a hat on.
Well, I mean, Drab said
he's got a button down shirt on.
He said, don't wear a bunch of logos. You know, like look presentable. So that's you know what you're gonna do.
Hmm.
That will go. They're taking pictures.
I could have just worn a hoodie and then just throwing this on at the end. But I was like, I didn't feel like dealing with it.
No, so. But it's the lack of hat that's throwing.
Yeah,
me
no
off.
Hat. I mean, I'm going sans hat.
I couldn't go without a hat.
Not my comfort zone.
And I don't have a hat that doesn't have a logo. So yeah.
Sorry, Nova.
Everything else is good. Yeah. All my Johnny O stuff. You can't see the logo. Case.
Yeah, you're good to go.
If you went
yeah.
with the glow hat. It does. You can't really see it.
What's the glow hat?
Those black hats we got last week.
Yeah, our friend from Echo Stage.
All kinds of shadiness. Yeah,
there's
going
a lot
on.
Going on. All right, when we come back, we are going to talk about the proposed rule changes at the NFL meetings. Could it impact the product that you're going to watch in the fall? We'll discuss that next. And don't forget, coming up later, Nick Dowd from the Caps will join us, coming up at 8:25. Welcome back to an Open Line Thursday brought to you by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors, perhaps? Search WindowNation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home because it's where you live. Don't forget, at 8 o'clock, we will give you a chance to win a pair of Nationals opening day tickets. So you want to keep listening for your chance to win. That's coming up at 8. So right here, we wanted to get into some of the proposed rule changes in the NFL for 2025. The Packers have formally proposed a rule change to ban the tush push.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lions have proposed that playoff seeding be done based on record instead of automatically placing division winners in the top four spots.
Mm.
So those right. are the two biggest rule changes.
How much
changes that have been proposed?
How much support is behind each one? I mean, because they can make these proposals.
I mean, I'm not
all
sure
the time.
Yet, but any rule change has to be approved by 24 out of 32 team owners
right.
to pass.
I mean, they might be able to ban that tush push because no one can freaking stop it. I mean,
it's kind of a joke. Learn to stop it.
Yeah,
an offense came up with the play because they've got a great offensive line, and. By the way, some defenses stop it on occasion. We saw that mm-hmm. in the Buffalo Bills-Kansas City Chiefs game because the Bills tried to do it a bunch of times. They had some success, but eventually the Chiefs shut it down in key moments.
Hmm.
Some teams aren't good at it because of the offensive line, but because they just have a smaller quarterback. If you have a bigger quarterback, stronger quarterback, lower half, you're going to be much better at it. That's why... Philadelphia's great at it. Buffalo's pretty good at it. But so I don't know if they're going to get that rule out of there. But the seeding is interesting because, you know, it would be kind of what the NBA does. Because
mm-hmm.
the NBA does, you know, overall records.
Right.
Top eight teams essentially are getting into the playoffs. So if the NFL did that, it would be interesting. It would certainly affect seeding because last year the Packers, I believe, finished 11-6, but they were the seventh seed, so they were the last seed.
Yeah, remember the Vikings had to go on the road for a wild card game against the Rams.
Yeah,
despite winning four more games than the Rams during the regular season.
Right,
because I think that makes sense.
And Washington had to go on the road and play Tampa.
Right,
even though they had a better record,
mm-hmm.
but if they reseeded it based on records, then Washington would have hosted.
I think it makes sense because, I mean, yeah, it's cool to win your division, but I think it's cooler to win more games.
Like, yeah, I'd set more emphasis on winning more games
yeah.
than just winning your division.
Like winning the division, let's say you're in a crappy division, you win 9-7, you get a 1 seed, whatever seed you get. But if, you know, you win 11-6, I don't know, I think it's better to go 11-6.
But I know some people hold hard and fast to, you got to win the division. The winning yeah. the division is the paramount thing.
Well, that's because if you win the division, then you know you're hosting a playoff game.
Right.
Yeah. Right. I think it's more important to have a better record. I think I'm on board with that one. There are a couple others.
I would like that.
Another interesting rule that was proposed, and yeah. I'm fully for this. The Lions proposed that illegal contact and defensive holding penalties would not give the offense an automatic first down.
That is infuriating.
So if it's 3rd and 17 and you get a legal hold or
right.
or illegal contact.
Right.
It's an automatic first down. It's only a 5-yarder. It's only a 5-yard penalty.
Correct.
But it's an automatic first down.
It seems especially punitive.
Yeah.
To the defense.
I think it's one of the best rules in the NFL.
You think it
is? People complain about it all the time, but you're not thinking how it's going to slow down the game so much if teams can hold and get away with it. So
true,
say it's third and nine, right? Mm-hmm. You get beat on a double move, and the quarterback's still in the pocket. They're just going to hold every single time. They're going to grab you every single time. Why wouldn't you do that?
Because it only turns into a 5-yard penalty instead of a 20-yarder.
As opposed to a 60-yard touchdown.
Right.
They have to keep that.
Okay.
I know it sucks.
You might have convinced me.
I know it sucks on its 3rd and 17, mm-hmm. and they get on Mike first down, but it's part of the deal.
You could do it at the spot. You know what I mean? If the hold is 11 yards mm-hmm. downfield, you do it at the spot like a pass interference.
They'll just hold you in the first couple yards.
What about if it's the scenario that Drab says, and it's a breakaway, can be like almost calling an intentional foul.
Like they do in hoops.
In hoops. Mm-hmm. And then you give them an automatic
first
down.
Know when they're hugging them. Like,
yeah.
If it's a judgment, though. It's going to be judgment, more judgment. But yeah, I hear you. So like it's kind of like what they were doing when Luvu was jumping over the line. They told him, "You keep doing this, we're gonna just give him a score."
Yeah,
you know,
that was nuts. And
Drab does have a point though. Like if it is a third and long, cornerbacks will be incentivized to be very grabby
every play until they get down to third and four.
I can't argue it. I don't have a good retort to that.
Or maybe you don't give him a 5-yarder, you mm-hmm. give him a 10-yarder.
Now, the Commanders also proposed a rule, I don't know if you guys saw this or not, mm-hmm. allowing teams to obtain scouting credentials for games in Week 17 and 18 for potential playoff opponents in the conference, and requiring teams hosting wildcard games to grant scouting credentials to any team in their conference that is in the playoffs. That seems to make sense.
I didn't even know you couldn't do that.
I guess that there must be rules against that at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, that only makes sense. Like, you should be able to scout your potential opponents.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, if you know you're going to play two or three teams potentially in the playoffs, you're going to have scouts. You should have scouts at those games.
Uh-huh.
Or you should have the ability to have scouts
mm-hmm.
to scout your opponent. I mean, I can't even believe that that's not already a thing.
I don't know how many of these will be approved, because obviously the owners have to vote. And they're going to be in West Palm, I guess, sometime in April to vote on it. Doesn't seem like they'll get much traction from maybe the tush push gets banned. I have no idea, but I don't think they're going to take away division winners for automatic.
Oh, you actually think that won't fit?
I don't know if they'll get that.
I
would like it. I just don't know if they will.
Another NFC East team proposed this rule. The Eagles proposed a change in overtime rules to align it more like the playoffs, when each team is guaranteed an opportunity to score.
I like that. I do like that.
That makes sense to me also at first glance.
The proposal would extend regular season overtime from 10 minutes to 15 minutes, and the game wouldn't end if the team that got the ball first scored a touchdown.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I kind of like that too.
Yeah.
It definitely should match.
If the team goes down and drives and scores a touchdown, the other team should have the opportunity to do the same.
Well, I think also
just end the game right there.
The regular season and postseason overtime. I mean, the overtimes have changed so much these days that I think a lot of times you're scratching your head going, how does it work?
Right.
And we watch every week.
It's good that they flash the graphic up before overtime.
Yeah.
Like,
what's going on here again?
They give you the rundown.
Do they have to score?
As to what the most recent rules are.
Do we get a crack at this?
Mm-hmm. It's changed a lot. Remember when Donovan McNabb didn't know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know a game could end in a tie.
Correct.
Yeah. I kind of have a little more sympathy for him right now.
Yeah, but this was before they made all the changes.
Yeah.
Was that when he was with the Eagles or with the Skins?
I'm going to guess it was with the Eagles because he was here for the blink of an eye, and he was being benched at the end of games.
Man,
his bad cardio.
His Skins run was not a glorious one.
Boy, his reputation just went in the toilet.
As soon as he left Philly.
I mean, just in a toilet.
Became all about the wristband.
Wasn't great.
And his cardio.
Yeah.
I mean, that was just a BS excuse for Shanahan saying he needed some other quarterback in there in the 2-minute drill.
Yeah. But I do think there might have been an issue. Like, I think, I don't know.
Shanahan couldn't wait to get guys like Rex Grossman and John Beck out under center.
Yeah, that was embarrassing. But man, I still don't know how dedicated to his craft he was towards the end of his career.
That, I don't know.
That's what it seemed like to me.
He showed up here, much like Shanahan, as a borderline Hall of Famer. And then they both probably won't be in the Hall of Fame.
I think Shanny might still get in.
Shanny still has a shot.
I think Shanny, like, he's got a pretty good resume, especially if you overlook the way that it ended. That's hard. You can't. I mean, you have to incorporate that, too. You got to take the good with the bad. But, I mean, the guy did win two Super Bowls. He's pretty influential.
All right, so I guess they're going to, the owners are scheduled to meet in like 10 days, I guess March 30th through April 2nd at West Palm Beach, Florida.
Yep.
That means they're all going to be at the Breakers, okay?
That's where they're going to be.
Yeah, they're going to be at the Breakers.
Just waiting for wacky radio DJs to stumble in and not realize how fancy the Breakers actually
is. That place is money.
We thought it was their typical beach bar. Hey, let's go to the Breakers.
So funny.
It was a great beach
bar.
So
funny.
It's like we go there with like our flip flops.
It's like
and
one of the most iconic
board shorts.
Yeah. Shorts.
It's like a tiki hut. You think it's a tiki hut?
Yeah. They thought there'd be like
the Jimmy Buffett playing
karaoke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have like a lime green and pink bar stools.
Hey, so Jason funny. Treated their parking lot like it was a tiki bar.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, but, he did.
Well, I just remember it was like a 4 mile walk from the. From the bar to the car.
Yeah.
I mean, can't blame you.
Well, it was a long walk with you walking backwards because you're relieving yourself.
That's true.
Yeah.
Wish we had video evidence. Wish we had a recording of
didn't.
That.
Didn't Jason like make friends with this old rich lady?
Yeah, immediately. He goes into
He sniffs that money out he like goes, he's CB, a drug dog
like
at the airport.
Hound.
He goes, I want you to meet so-and-so.
She owned a bunch of horses.
He said, she's loaded. That's what he said, it right in front of her.
Yeah. She wasn't that old either. She wasn't that old.
Yeah. She owned what? She owned racehorses or something? Or
she owned horses. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that'll be easy and drab on horses.
Yeah, you don't
too.
Have to be rich to own horses.
That's true.
Or Exhibit A.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on what sort of horse you own. What level of horse?
I'll just never forget actually the views from like that bar area with the ocean right there. I mean, it's sick.
I missed it because I was chasing flops with Dave Richard. In a different part of Florida.
Of course you were.
I was in Pompano Beach, Florida.
Yeah, hey, the two ends of the spectrum. Yeah. You guys are at the Breakers and Cakes is at a dog track.
Yeah. No, this is different than the dog track. But I was hanging with a bunch of senior citizens. Like, I was the youngest guy at the table, me and Dave Richard, by about 15 years.
I have
20
to say,
years.
So I was at, this is just quickly, Tom and I were at the urinal yesterday. We were just kibitzing. We were chatting. We had one urinal between us, okay? And we're just chatting about our round of golf or whatever the heck it was. And a senior citizen guy came up and he says, sorry, fellas, I hate to interrupt. And he's, you know, nope. And then he just started, I'm so proud of myself. He just started ripping him. He couldn't help himself.
Okay.
Because he was an older
sure.
guy.
Okay.
And
it happens.
Just, his body was just making all kinds of noises. And I didn't let it faze me. I didn't start cracking up. I didn't start laughing. I didn't embarrass the guy.
Kept a straight face.
Kept a straight face the whole time. I felt like I passed the maturity test.
Very good.
You're used to it. Cakes has been ripping him for three decades.
Okay, that may be
different.
The case. There's a new leader in the clubhouse, and he's sitting. He's wearing a red title hat.
I actually have kind of noticed that. You used to be the leader in that.
Yeah, I've passed the baton.
Yeah, could be me. Could be me.
Possible. All right, don't forget, coming up later at 8 o'clock, you'll have a chance to win tickets to Nats opening day. You don't want to miss that. And at 8:25, we'll talk to Nick Dowd from the red-hot Washington Capitals. They're back in action tonight as they host the Philadelphia Flyers. He'll join us at 8:25 here on The Fan.